This has been the year of the mega development in Chicago. The city approved and subsidized two massive new neighborhoods, Lincoln Yards on the north side and the 78 in the South Loop. Now there's a proposal for another giant development, and state lawmakers just gave it a boost potentially worth billions of dollars. WBEZ's Linda Lutton reports.
This proposed mega project is being called the largest single real estate development in the history of Chicago. It's a $20 billion project. That's Lincoln Yards times three. Cam Buckner is the state representative from the area where the one central development would be built.
So we're coming up here to the bridge over 18th Street.
We are south of downtown in a sort of canyon of open space near some of Chicago's most famous landmarks.
The views that we're looking at now are incredible. You can see the top of the roof of the Field Museum here, and we got Soldier Field here, the access to McCormick Place and to Lake Michigan. This is great real estate.
Except maybe for one thing. There's a train yard here. That's the main reason it hasn't been developed up to now. But a private developer who has the air rights above these tracks thinks he's come up with a solution, and Illinois taxpayers are now positioned to help him. Developer Bob Dunn is proposing to build a transit hub here above the train tracks. Think of another Union Station or Ogilvy. It will pull together the Metro Electric, Amtrak, CTA, even a new bus line.
A commuter link that we call the Chi Line. That would provide a circulator system that would connect from that transit hub to all the major cultural institutions on the lakefront.
That's Dunn talking to WTTW last month. He was on vacation and unable to talk to WBEZ. Above the train tracks, Dunn imagines a cluster of skyscrapers with housing, retail, entertainment, hotels, a whole new neighborhood. The state of Illinois could have a big stake here. That's because lawmakers just signed on to a plan that calls for the state to buy Dunn's transit hub. The cost to taxpayers would be $6.5 billion. The state's first payment of $200 million would be due 4 years from now. Again, this is done on WTTW.
It's not a subsidy. I've heard it described that way. It's just the opposite of that. It gives the state the opportunity to invest in important infrastructure that will drive future growth of the city and the state.
Dunn says his development will generate tens of thousands of jobs and billions in tax revenue. And owning the transit hub will give the state a steady income from parking fees, leases, and concessions.
It's the opposite of a subsidy. It's an investment for the state.
It's bold for a private developer to propose building a public transit hub. A hub that not a single transit agency has asked for or endorsed, by the way. Not the CTA, not Metra, not Amtrak. It's even bolder to convince the state to set up a plan to buy it, complete with a proposed 20-year payment schedule. Lawmakers passed the deal lickety-split. The language was handled by legislative leaders and Governor J.B. Pritzker's office. They did an end run around State Representative Buckner and also the state senator who represents this area, Robert Peters. He'd been waiting to see the exact language.
That's what I thought. There's going to be a bill. We're going to see a bill. So I kept thinking, there's going to be a bill.
No bill. Instead, in a highly unusual move, the plan to have the state buy the transit hub was slid into the budget that funds all of state government.
Which then meant I there's no way I could vote yes or no.
Not specifically on One Central. Peter says he appreciates the big thinking of Dunn's transit hub. He says government agencies have been cut to the bone, and that limits their ability to dream. But he says the project also raises questions.
I can't tell if it's a crisis being created so that there's a solution made for it. I think oftentimes we've seen someone with a lot of means saying, I have a solution for a thing nobody asked for.
Peter says if this mega project goes through, it has to look fundamentally different than others. An example, he suggests 50% of the housing on site should be affordable to low and moderate income Chicagoans. Meanwhile, Representative Buckner brings up another issue, the location of the project, which adds investment in areas already flush with it.
The entire city deserves to thrive. We need to diversify investment in all of our neighborhoods. That's a real thing.
This doesn't really do that.
This does not. You're right, this does not. You know, I've never been a developer, but they want to go where they know they'll make money.
None of the provisions lawmakers approved go into effect unless a formal agreement is signed between the state and Dunn. The governor's office says Dunn needed the state legislation so he could go after federal funds. If he gets those, Illinois will pay less for the transit hub. The state can also choose not to buy. And nothing at all can happen unless Chicago approves this project.
I have questions as to whether or not we need a transportation hub. They're going to have to make the case, and they're going to have to go through a rigorous community process.
As a candidate, Mayor Lori Lightfoot was critical of mega projects, arguing for more community input and for developments that benefit the neighborhoods. One Central will be a test of those ideals. Lightfoot said she's told Dunn this.
They have to go through the normal Department of Planning process, and there are not going to be any shortcuts in that.
That normal planning process has green-lighted two other mega projects just this year. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.